Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back, Small Caps. My name's Kerry Stevenson. Now, 3 months ago, I bought you Matt Gorsey and the new listing of Nicolex. ASX code is NKL. Now, I've asked Matt to come back because they've been getting on with some work, but not only that, they've just signed a binding term sheet for a new exploration area. So some exciting times for Nicolex. Matt, welcome back to Small Caps. Good to see you. Love the picture in the background there. Shame we can't get there.
Yeah, no, good to be with you, Kerry. We did actually live in San Francisco at one stage when I was a younger kid. The dad, old man, was working with Bechtel in San Fran for Rio. So, yeah, it's a good city. But, I wish we were there too.
Yeah, it is a great. I've been there. Loved it. Matt, for those that didn't catch our interview 3 months ago because you just listed, just give a brief overview of who are Nicolex.
Yeah, so Nicolex listed on the back of the Birranut project, which had 20-odd EM conductors to follow up on for nickel exploration. We raised the maximum amount of $7 million on the IPO and have now progressed our Birranut project, particularly 5 nickel targets through EM surveys, diamond drilling, all within 6 months, drilling partly funded by the WA government. And our focus has been that particular project, but also as well as doing our exploration drilling in a systematic manner, which is the way that we would always do it. We have a business development arm, which is looking at a whole range of opportunities across WA to add to our portfolio.
Yeah, so the original one was Birranut Project, which is in the Fraser Range, yes?
Correct.
And now what you've done is you've signed a binding term sheet for an option of 100% over Cosmos South. So that's a project on the Wiluna Greenstone Belt, privately owned. You've got your hands on it. Tell us about that and why did you pick this one up? What's the excitement around this one?
Yeah, so the company's always had a prospectivity model which covers most of the Yilgarn, looking at all of the geochemical, geological, geophysical data sets, putting them into, for want of a better word, a black box, and then coming out with project areas that are high on our list that we believe are prospective in nickel sulfide assets. Obviously, you don't have to be Einstein to realise the Leinster Nickel Belt is one of the best belts in Western Australia, if not the world, one of the largest nickel producing belts in the world.
Well, I'm going to stop you there for a second, Matt, because some people might not know it. So let's just stop you there and go, this is one of the top nickel belts in the world. So can I just expand on that briefly? What it is, who's got it, who owns it, and where you guys are, because a lot of people won't know that much about it, I don't think.
Yeah, sure. So the belt extends for some 60 kilometres. It's a greenstone belt. It's basically blanketed by BHP. And then within the middle of that belt is Western Areas. The project being Cosmos was previously owned by a company called Jubilee, which is taken over by Xstrata back in the day, I think it was 2009, for $3 billion. It was one of West Australia's greatest nickel discoveries and one of West Australia's greatest nickel stories. That was eventually taken up by Western Areas when the market dipped and Xstrata just got out of nickel. The rest of the belt is just completely blanketed by BHP with their huge operations at Leinster and huge operations at Mount Keith, Yakabindi, Honeymoon Well. So this belt produces some of the largest amount of nickel sulfide in the world. And so effectively you've got Western Areas, a couple of $1 billion company, BHP, couple of $100 billion company, who are clearly shifting a lot of their focus towards nickel and away from commodities like coal and so forth, and they really believe that nickel's their future in terms of being a part of the green energy revolution. And so a lot of even Western Areas' focus has moved away from their other asset down at Forrestania up to the Leinster Belt and around Cosmos. So they're going through a massive development there an expansion, 80 million tonnes at 2.5% nickels, nothing to be shy of. It's an unbelievable nickel producing belt and one of the world's greatest nickel producing belts, owned now by BHP and Western Areas. But as we know, reportedly Western Areas are in talks with a range of companies for a sale. And knowing BHP, as you and I do quite well, Kerry, they don't lose. And so if I was a betting man, I'd suggest BHP will own the entire nickel belt other than Nicolex.
Well, thank you, because that just paints a better picture for those people out there that are not aware of that belt and how much it's produced at a reasonable grade. Like 2.5%, good?
Right.
Great.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. There you go.
Near surface too.
Near surface, which is even better. But where are you guys and how did you get there? How big's your project? Where is it in along this belt? Where is it? How'd you get it?
We are pretty much smack bang in the middle between Cosmos and Leinster. So Leinster owned by BHP, a large-scale producing mine. Cosmos owned by Western Areas, a medium but high-grade producing mine. Our project adjoins Cosmos, owned by Western Areas, covers some sort of 30-odd square kilometres with three really high-priority targets that warrant a diamond drilling program. The project hasn't been the subject of any systematic exploration drilling, which is good for us, but it has been the subject of some pretty comprehensive desktop and remote sensing surveys, which includes magnetic surveys and electromagnetic surveys. So the importance of electromagnetic surveys, particularly moving loop EM and fixed loop EM, which has been done, needs to define what we know as conductors within that belt or within that project. And if you've got really high conductance on your surveys, then these are the type of targets that you need to go and drill and test. As I think we've said before, when you're looking at the measure of a conductance of your EM targets, if they're around 6,000-8,000 Siemens, that's pretty good. These are around 12,000 and 11,000 Siemens, which is close to off the scale, and they're also 500 metres by 800 metres as they've been modelled to date, which is a huge conductor. And that's actually not too dissimilar to the type of size and strength of conductors that were uncovered at Nova. And, we're all sort of early investors in Nova and didn't really think they would ever actually drill it, but they managed to. And as we know, they found that on there, I think it was the 28th hole. We've got walk-up targets granted. Mining license, actually on a mining license.
Yeah, okay. So I was aware of that, but before you do say that, with the sort of information that you have, why wouldn't Western Areas or BHP have picked this up in the past? Why was this left for you guys to be able to swoop in?
Yeah, no, good question. I mean, the owners at the time had it for 8 years and had been approached by a number of companies. But effectively wanted to put it into a junior such that they can participate in the growth of the company.
Okay.
And so we were fortunate enough to be able to have those discussions with the vendor quite early. It was actually pre-IPO. And, of course, once you get into an IPO, you're locked in with your projects and the process to get listing, which is 6 months. And so post-listing, clearly it's difficult to go and acquire new projects according to ASX listing rules. And so We put a submission into the ASX to say, look, we'd really like to acquire this project. Can you tell us what the conditions are to do that? So they gave us the conditions and we complied with what the ASX wanted, and the vendor was comfortable with that as well to participate in the growth of the company. So we're really, really fortunate to be in that position where we've got vendors who are more than comfortable to be involved in juniors.
I love talking to you guys. You're always so sort of, I'd be jumping out of my chair going, we're in this massive nickel belt. We're right next to Cosmos, which is a very high-grade nickel, and we're a little junior in the middle here. What are the chances of success, Matt? I know you can't forward think anything, but I would have thought you're in a pretty good jurisdiction.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's a couple of things, really. I mean, we've definitely got the geological, geophysical and geochemical data sets to suggest this ranks very highly. There's ultramafic rocks which strike through the tenement that extend out of Cosmos and Leinster. There's definitely, obviously, geophysical targets which have been defined by EM conductors, and clearly there's good access on a granted tenement. Exploration is a high-risk, high-reward game. We know that. We've always known that. We've all had success and we've all had losses in various programs, and that's just the nature of the game. But this ranks really highly, and clearly being in such a massive producing nickel belt, in the shadow of giants, effectively, we feel that's really high probability of success from an exploration perspective. And then secondly, clearly, if you've got BHP just swallowing everyone up in the belt, which they likely will with Western Areas, in my personal opinion, then who knows, they might come knocking on our door. And look, we know all the guys at BHP Exploration, we've worked with them before as well, and so I'm sure we'll have a cup of coffees and beers and have a chat about where the belt's going. We know BHP's strategy is to completely dominate, and that's good. So any sniff of massive sulfides from our drilling program and or good grades of nickel, then I'd hasten to say it'd be in the firing line.
Matt, before we move on to what I call the dragons, what are the terms of the deal that you've done? Is it done and dusted? Just want to wrap this up in a nice little bow. Where it was a private vendor, where are you at with that? Is the deal done, and what were the terms?
Yeah, so we've notified the vendor that we're looking to acquire the project, and according to the ASX response in terms of our submission, they wanted us to get shareholder approval, which is fine. It's a process. So that'll be notice the meeting goes out, 30 days, have the meeting to approve the acquisition. Once that's done, we'll be issuing $300,000 worth of shares over 24 months to the vendor. And we're looking to spend $500,000 over 24 months to earn the 100%. So it's a reasonable, on a comps perspective, it's a super cheap deal given where we are.
And don't say that on the small caps program. No, it was a very good deal for the vendor.
That's all we're saying. We're really, really happy with the way that it was structured, and really happy with the way that it's going to be done. Values it really well from a comps perspective in terms of buying projects. We've looked at a whole range of opportunities from, advanced mines to exploration projects. And we just think it's a really neat, nimble way to go about building a company, is to look at something like this on a very, very cheap deal for us.
Which is fantastic. Are they going to have anything to do with the project? In other words, they've had it for 8 years. They probably know it reasonably well. They're going to be involved at all, or are they just purely going to be shareholders post-deal?
Yeah, no, just shareholders. And, we've got a good enough team with CSA Global. Tony Donahue is a global expert in nickel exploration. He's our exploration manager. Exco, who did all of Sirius's work to discover Nova. They're doing all of BHP and Western Areas work in the Leinster Belt. They historically were the main player in terms of exploring this particular project, and they'll contribute to our programs moving forward as well. So we've got two really good contractors there that are able to understand exactly what we've got and plan out where we're going.
Well, exciting times. When do you think you're going to get on the ground and start to work on this project?
So we're doing geophysical data reprocessing at the moment, doing some 3D modelling on the conductors, designing a drill program. That'll all be done pre-Christmas. Been in contact with our mates at DDH1, and they do some work up there as well with BHP and Western Areas. So they may be able to remobilize a rig, possibly pre the end of the March quarter. So from a permitting perspective, clearly we need to put in a POW, which we will pre-Christmas, negotiate a heritage agreement with the traditional owners, which we think we'll be able to get through reasonably quickly. So before the end of March quarter, if we can get four diamond holes into the three targets, then we'd be really happy. And I think, as one of our directors said, look, you hit the massive sulfides we think we're going to hit in this belt you'll be a $1 billion company not too far away.
That's bloody exciting. And I think you mentioned that there's already a mining license over this prospect. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's on a granted mining license. So if you, choose to go down the path of feasibility and mining, which we've all done before, you can do so. But importantly, it's all granted. So, and it's great access as well. It's obviously very, very advanced belt in terms of infrastructure.
Well, Matt, I saw the announcement. I wanted to get you back on, but actually it's a lot more exciting than I thought. You know, you read the word, but then I hear what you're saying and go, oh, okay, very interesting. Now, listen, it would be remiss of me if I didn't talk to you about the dragons. Silver dragon, fire dragon, black dragon. What's happening?
Sure. So completed the drilling program safely and efficiently at Fire Dragon. We intersected some massive sulfides, which was encouraging. We're yet to receive the full suite of assays. The assay labs over here in WA are just completely chock-a-block.
Everywhere, yeah.
It's a 12, 16-week wait, unfortunately, but it is what it is. And so once we receive all those assay results, we'll be able to provide the market with an update in terms of what the next steps are at Fire Dragon. It's likely we'll go back and do a bit more drilling there. Clearly, we've only done, I think it's 3 holes at Fire Dragon, 3 at other targets. The other targets were pretty much barren, so we've ditched those targets to focus on Fire Dragon. And we're waiting on assays from Silver Dragon, which we intersect some pretty good intervals of sulfides, both disseminated and massive. So it's ongoing. We can only move as quick as the contractors allow us to move. So, they're great backup nickel project. And I say backup because it's likely that Cosmos will be our lead nickel project given its prospectivity location. So that's where we're at with those two. In terms of Black Dragon, that's a gold exploration project. We'll have an update to the market on that next week with respect to what we're doing there. 10 kilometres along trend from Tropicana, a 7.6 million ounce deposit at 2.4 grams per tonne, probably West Australia's greatest gold discovery the last 20 years. And a lot of our ground has been partially covered by Anglo back in the day, but certainly not systematically explored. They actually pulled all their explorers and geologists out of that project to go back to Tropicana as they expanded that particular project. So they just sort of dropped it, walked away. And, you know, we've got a fantastic 10 by 3 kilometre gold in soil anomaly, which needs to be systematically explored. There's up to 590 grams per tonne gold at surface. Clearly from rock chip samples. And there's some 2 metres at 13 grams per tonne air core intersection, again, from surface. So they're really only drilled to sort of 30 or 40 metres. And, yeah, we've got a really well-designed drill program for Black Dragon, and that'll kick off again, hopefully prior to the end of the March quarter. And we're really excited about that. Clearly, you know, you're right next to, again, another monster in terms of a gold deposit with an asset which hasn't been systematically explored. So it's an exciting project. And, you know, 2 PhD gold geologists on our board are champing at the bit and frothing at the mouth to get onto it. And I think both of them will be on site when that drilling program happens.
That's all pretty exciting. And listen, you better let me know, as soon as it comes out to the market, I want to know. You know I love gold, so those numbers sound pretty exciting. So hope that one puts a smile on your face, and you'll have to let me know how you get on with that. I'll bring you back to talk about gold.
Yeah, no, we'll have an update on that next week. So
fantastic.
We can catch up again then.
All right. Matt, before I let you go, it's an investor audience. 3 reasons why you think investors should be sitting up and taking notice of Nickel X right now.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the first one is that we're fully focused on nickel exploration in WA. We have a proprietary prospectivity database, which is evaluating the entire Yilgarn for nickel opportunities. And clearly we've got 2 fantastic nickel sulfide exploration assets, Cosmos South and Fire Dragon, to progress. So that's the first thing, is fully focused on nickel sulfide with 2 assets already ready to go. I think the second thing is keeping up our sleeve is the Black Dragon gold opportunity, which is sort of to an extent kept up our sleeve really, but now we're ready to unleash it and give it a good run, particularly in terms of drilling, because we've got POWs all done and dusted, granted, ready to go. And that could really set a light on the stock. As we know, gold's such a massive business, and that's fantastic. And then we've got the A-team in terms of management with Jono Downs, who's a really well-known mining executive and fantastic intelligent geologist in WA, on the board of Ironbark and a number of other companies. And then, clearly Ollie Cruiser and Chris Patera, PhD geologists, who are as smart as anyone going around, that have got a real ability to see through your projects and really just pick out things which not a lot of other geologists can see. Nickel focused, know what we're doing in nickel, gold up our sleeve, and A-team board.
Fantastic. Well summarised there, Matt, and I really appreciate you coming on. Good luck, and we'll talk to you in the very near future. That Cosmos South, wow, what a project. Congratulations on picking that one up.
Yeah, thanks, Gary. Good to be with you again. And, hopefully we'll get cracking in the March quarter with some serious drilling.
Well, and in the meantime, Merry Christmas.
Likewise. Hopefully catch up soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.